Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Did I say that? Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff's our longtime friend, longtime Brain Trust member, this is his 15th anniversary month.
I can't remember.
Did we do that last time, Jeff?
I don't know that we did.
This is your happy anniversary, baby.
Fanfare and balloons.
15th anniversary. That's right.
Wow.
This month. It's June.
You just got me all it's set June. Up. Check
I'm
that
sorry.
Out.
That the other date was your RBI month. That was your on-base percentage. That's what I was looking at.
There you go. Okay. Man,
anyway,
I was ready to release the confetti from the ceiling. I guess I got to put it all back.
He is the chief home officer, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey Zabar. You can tell we've been doing this a long time, like an old married couple, only not. So, hey, Jeff, when I first started hearing about social media, it kind of, for some reason, the first time I heard the term, it bugged me, because I try to speak in specifically and accurately. I try to use the English language pretty as accurately as I can, especially when it suits me. And so when I heard the term social media, for some reason that term bugged me, because it's when it was applied to business, because I thought, okay, what's social about making a profit? You know, that social sounds like visiting your grandmother. And media, you know, media didn't sound right either. So, but the more people started talking about it, I could tell that this was a name that was going to catch on. And as I kept looking at it, I kept thinking, wait a minute, this is not about social media. This is about community building.
Right.
This is about building community. And that's been my position all along. And so there are plenty of people out there who know a lot more and are a lot more effective at social media than I am. But in my opinion, anybody who doesn't understand that it's about building community is missing the boat. What do you think?
Yeah, and I completely agree. And I think there's a couple of communities that come to the fore when you're talking about social media. So, you know, you can talk about kids or adults who use it to network with friends and share news and you know, talk to their old high school classmates. I remember back in 06, you know, that kind of thing. And you can talk about using it for business and using it for marketing among your peers and the like, and or marketing among your audience, your customer group, your prospective customers, sharing ideas, sharing offers, sharing, you know, news about new products. But I think there's another area that comes to the fore, and it's sort of blended into those two in many ways, and it's the collaboration and the sort of shared experience among professionals that are on social media. So, you know, you could be talking Facebook, you could be talking Twitter, you know, LinkedIn is a very good example, and LinkedIn, for those who may not know or use it, LinkedIn is more of a professional resource, a social media
it's a dedicated business community.
So it can be that you're marketing to folk, you're reaching out or sharing your latest news about yourself or your company or your product mm-hmm. to prospective buyers, vendors, alliances or allies out there. But there's another area within that is, again, that shared experience. And my case in point, I shared something yesterday that I came across, and it was a little graphic, and it says the creative process. And it's sort of a continuum, a little sort of rectangular bar on the horizontal. And on the left-hand side, it says work begins. And then for about three-quarters or even four-fifths of the bar, it has a hot red, you know, area that says mm-hmm. screw off, and it's sort of saying that we screw off for all the time. And then and the colors are off because red should be all the way in the right, but the next mm-hmm. one is the panic mode. Uh-huh. And then the final part, which is the smallest, says, you know, all the work while crying, and then deadline. And I shared that, and a number of my peers got back to me and was like, ain't it the truth, or, you know, exactly, or ha-ha, or, you know, please expand the screw-off part a little bit more, you know. Mm-hmm. And but the point was, it made me think that, you know, I'm not alone, because we all, but many of us go through that. Those of us who are, you know, sort of can teach a course in procrastination would say that, okay, I got an assignment today, it's due in a month. You know, I'm going to start work on it a week out.
But let's talk about what happened. What happened there was not the content. The content could have been anything. The content could have been a million different directions.
Right.
What happened was the connection.
Was the connection.
And there was a connection made there on a lot of people. You threw something up against the wall, and a lot of people nodded their heads. It could have been anything. It could have been how to get rid of Japanese beetles on your roses. It could have been anything.
Right.
So the thing is that what you did was you were an exercise. You were doing an exercise in connecting with people in building community. So the next time you have something to say that may be completely different, maybe more serious, people will connect with you. They'll listen because they felt connected to you previously.
Yeah,
in my opinion, that is the essence of social media.
Right. I think that there's the key point is that we often, you know, look, and especially for home officers, especially for soloists out there, and especially those in the creative realm, you know, a lot of our work is done, you know, by design or by, you know, de facto, it's done alone. We're soloists. It's done at odd hours. We work in, you know, it might be if we're in the creative space, it's done, you know, on our own, using that right lobe, trying to get the, you know, the creative process going. But no matter what you're doing, but especially if you're home-based, you know, you often come to think that you're alone in some of the things that you do. No one else has experienced this. Or you feel that, you know, I need a little validation or a little, you know, some camaraderie. And so you share something like that, and then a conversation starts.
One of the things that I'm really have been working hard for 5 or 6 years now, Jeff, to try to help small business owners understand, is that that's part of the future of connecting with prospects, connecting and then turning to people you can then turn into customers, and that is connecting with them, nurturing a relationship, building a connection with them, and what I call contribute first, contract second. Building a relationship, nurture a relationship first before you even ask them for an appointment, let alone the business.
Right.
That's part. I'm not going to say it's all of the future of doing business, but it's going to increasingly be a big part of it. What do you think, Jeff?
It's all about establishing the relationship first and then making the ask second.
Contribute first, contract second. Quick break. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeff's website. He and I will be right back with some more after these messages. So stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.